Hey folks, I'm Aaron Mankey, author of Cabinet of Curiosities from St. Martin's Press, a book based on my podcast of the same name. For the past 6 years, I've been sharing stories with millions of listeners around the world, all pulled from the dusty corners of history. As the title of my book suggests, though, these aren't your usual boring historical recaps. In fact, there are some very curious gems hidden away in the past. Stories that have always left me feeling inspired, amazed, and filled with a sense of wonder at just how unpredictable and delightful our world can be. And in the process of digging up these gems and sharing them with others, I've learned a few valuable lessons. So, if you're as curious as I am, here are 5 insights from my book. Insight number 1. Different is better. I'm a pretty orderly person. I have a place for everything on my desk, and I'm a black belt when it comes to organizing my digital files. Some might call me obsessive, but I just think that life and work are both easier when everything is neat and tidy. The trouble is, history is one long case study in the power of being different. Standing out from the crowd, taking the path less chosen, and refusing to fit in are all roads to greatness. Take the 1918 U.S. postage stamp known as the Inverted Jenny, named so because it featured an image of a Curtiss Model JN-4 airplane, nicknamed the Jenny, that was accidentally printed upside down. Not all of them, though. Only a single sheet of 100 stamps was printed before the error was fixed. That sheet, however, made it into public hands and instantly became a desirable collectible. It was sold and resold over the years and eventually got split up into smaller and smaller groupings. And all the while, their value soared. In fact, just last year, a single Inverted Jenny stamp sold at auction for $1.7 million. It was a mistake that made them flawed, but it also made them incredibly valuable. Not too shabby for a nonconformist. Insight number 2. Mishaps can improve us. Most people prefer to have a plan. It might be nothing more than a bare-bones list of things to do, or it could be as elaborate as an hour-by-hour itinerary for their next family vacation. Having a plan can be reassuring. It certainly is for me. When things don't necessarily go according to plan, though, our tendency is to call those moments a mistake. Most people see them as detours, rather than just one more chapter in the book of life. But if writing about history has taught me anything over the years, it's that sometimes our mishaps can reshape us. For proof of this, take a look at the life of a police officer's son named Eugene. Rather than follow in his father's footsteps, he joined the Army Air Corps and got his pilot's license, enlisting just days after the attack on Pearl Harbor. A few years later, after a nasty crash landing, he decided to leave the military behind. He soon joined Pan American Airways as a pilot, but in 1947, he found himself on another plane with another problem, and it too crash-landed. And honestly, I can't blame Eugene for giving up at that point. Yes, he had planned his life out, but the unplanned mishaps had taken all the fun out of it. Only, that's not exactly true. Yes, those mishaps ended up steering him away from the cockpit, but they allowed him to find a new career writing for television. A career that allowed him to create his own show about crew members of a vessel that boldly went where no man had gone before. Yes, Gene Roddenberry encountered some turbulence early on, but those are mishaps that millions of Star Trek fans around the world are very grateful for today. Insight number 3. Someone is always watching. I'm a parent, and that means a few things are true for me. I'm always tired, I run a not-for-profit shuttle service, and I always have an audience. It's that last one that really has been a struggle for me. The fact that my children have been watching me for years, hearing my conversations, seeing me fail at home improvement projects, and reacting to the ups and downs of life has been humbling. But that's how it is. Quietly, slowly, and often thanklessly, we make an impact on the people around us. Not a lot of people remember Joseph Bell. He was a medical doctor back in the late 19th century and came from a long line of other medical doctors. Joseph, though, was also a professor at the University of Edinburgh. He rightly expected to have a certain kind of impact on his students. They would become physicians. But his unique personality also sparked an odd curiosity within a few of them. For some reason, Joseph Bell's attention to detail, sense of observation, and ability to see what others did not ended up creating a love of storytelling in a handful of students. James M. Barry was a student of Bell's before writing Peter Pan, same with Robert Louis Stevenson, author of The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But one student took it even further and modeled an entire character after Bell. That writer's name was Arthur Conan Doyle, creator of Sherlock Holmes. Yes, someone is always watching, and that's a good thing. Insight number 4, success is a team sport. It's really easy to think that we've accomplished something all on our own. Maybe it's a promotion at work or closing the biggest sale of our career. We step back, smile with pride, and tell ourselves that we worked really hard and made that accomplishment a reality. And yet, I can't help but think about Frank Hayes, who worked in the racehorse industry back in the early part of the 20th century. Born in 1888, he started out with the dream of becoming a jockey, but he never won. So he spent most of his career training racehorses for other jockeys and watching many of them go on to become champions. In 1923, though, fate offered Frank another chance. One of his horses was scheduled to race at New York's Belmont Park, but it needed a rider. If Frank could lose a few pounds very fast, he could sit in the saddle. And amazingly, he did. Frank and his horse, Sweet Kiss, crossed the finish line first that day, giving him his first win. But when the crowd surrounded Sweet Kiss, they discovered that poor Frank had died in the saddle during the race. Yes, he had won, but only because his horse had carried him home. It's an extreme example, I know, but the lesson is still crystal clear. None of us ever cross the finish line without assistance. So let's be thankful for the folks who help us succeed. Insight number 5, necessity breeds creativity. I grew up watching the classic 80s show MacGyver. He was incredibly resourceful. Give that man a pocket knife, a roll of duct tape, and a book of matches, and he could take down an entire terrorist cell and rescue his buddy. It was magical, and I loved him for it. Most of us, though, will never find ourselves held captive in a madman's hideout trying to break free, but we're still thrown all sorts of curveballs throughout our life. And I'm a firm believer that our odds of rising to that challenge are directly proportional to the amount of creativity we bring to the table. It reminds me of a story about Napoleon's military career. He was a brilliant tactician and paid attention to points of friction in his campaigns. So when he realized how hard it was to read battle plans at night, he asked one of his officers, Charles Barbier, to create a better system. Only his solution failed to click because it was just too complicated. Years later, Charles shared his failed touch-based alphabet with a class of schoolchildren, and one of the boys made some suggestions for improving it. When Charles ignored the feedback, the boy, Louis Braille, developed it on his own, changing the lives of the visually impaired forever. When a problem slows you down, don't give up. Instead, get creative.